On KFM Mornings, did you see the chaos all over the world from people trying to get to America yesterday? Airlines were full, sold out. Airports were chaotic because America officially opened their doors yesterday to the most part of the world. If you are double vaxxed, I think you've got to be double vaxxed to go to the US by one of their approved vaccinations. So Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer are the only two. It's open for South Africans. You can go 6th of November. What's the date today?
9th.
Yeah, it's open. You can go. If you can get there.
Hey, that New York trip that I've been wanting to go to for a long time. Finally a possibility.
Have you never been to New York?
I've never been to New York.
Are there other places you want to go to?
Before New York, yes.
Definitely. Make New York your last stop.
Okay.
Because everything sucks after New York. Everything's a letdown.
But for me, all of my trips are based around an event. So I wanted to go to New York to watch Serena Williams at the US Open. So there's a time period for that. I can't wait too long. So New York will probably happen in the next 2 years.
Well, look, there's a lot of people that are coming this way as well. I think we're going to brace ourselves for a fantastic holiday season. And I was thinking that there's a lot of stuff you don't know when you go to another country. There's a lot of things that you are totally unaware of. You know, you get everything that you get on the brochures and on the pamphlets, and you Google what's the top 10 things to do in this country. And it's always, go see the penguins at Boulders. Go up Table Mountain. They don't teach you about the colloquialisms, the things that are on the ground, ear to the ground sort of stuff. Like when you come to South Africa, you must know that if you park your car at a shopping mall and you make eye contact with a car guard, that is a legal and binding contract that he is now looking after your car.
100%.
I often keep my head down because of this exact reason.
If you lock eyes with a car guard, we're now in contract.
It's on.
Yeah. It's a thing. Minimum is R5. That, not really a coin, though.
Also,
it's now a note.
I also feel like when you greet back, that's a contract too. So when he says hi, Sisi, and then you like hi, Buti, contract binding.
It's done.
It's done.
Now, whenever you at this, he's your guy. Whenever you at this car park, he's your guy forever and after. There are those little unique South African things. I'm sure people come to South Africa and they drive on our roads. They get their little hired car. There they go. They see hazards all over the place, lights flashing, going, this place is crazy. But it's actually very cordial and decent with a lot of decorum. Because what you won't understand what happens on your roads in Europe or America is that we are acknowledging one another on our roads. This all needs to go into the brochure, guys.
We say thank you. I see you.
You let somebody in traffic. The person that's been let in uses hazards to say, shot, boy. The guy behind gives a double tap of the headlights. I acknowledge you. I see you. It's a pleasure. We have a Morse code on the roads.
100%. And if you don't say thank you, it's like, but my guy.
Then you hell of a rude.
I just did that nice thing for you. Where are my lights? Where's my thank you?
You hell of a rude. And auntie and uncle is a thing that we just show as a sign of respect to any elder.
They do not necessarily have to be relation.
Related.
Related, yeah.
I don't know any other country in the world that does this.
Everyone's an auntie or an uncle.
Yeah. It's always to show respect. I know in other countries, you always address Mr., Miss., Mrs., and the surname.
I feel like they do that in the States too.
No, I've never heard that. It's always Mr. Simpson from a child will address you like that. Not Uncle Darren. These little things. We got to educate the greater part of the mass that is coming out. I think that should be a little thing. So what are those other little uniquely South African things that we can tutor our tourists with?
Another contract is if you have a petrol attendant, you ask him to pump your tires. That's R5.
Yeah.
If you ask him to do all the windows, that's another R5. Although it's technically free. Another one is if you get in an argument with South African and he calls you my friend. He's not your friend. That moment is past. Run.
Yeah. My friend.
If I call you my friend, that's a threat. Yeah. That's a threatening term.
We've crossed over to now enemy territory.
It means... Let me tell you something, my friend. I'm about to confront you. Maybe with my hands. Maybe with my voice.
And my eyes. My eyes. My friend.
You will decide which one I pick. Is it a left or is it a right? Or are you going to sleep? That's pretty much it. Send them all. We're going to put it on a big brochure and put it up at the airport. These local South African things that we do that are unique to the rest of the world that you might not understand when you hop on a plane and come here for a glorious 1 or 2 week holiday, because we are bracing for huge influx of tourism, and I really hope it happens because it is so overdue.
And I mean, we are ready to host them.
100%. With everything we've got. But there are certain rules, certain things you need to understand. Celeste, in Sonstral Heights. How is it, Celeste?
All right. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. So we've been through the car guard. The car guard, if you make eye contact with the car guard once you've parked, that is a legal and binding contract, right? Okay. Very South African thing. They don't even know what car guards are when people come here.
No.
You got people that stand by your car? Yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
And then you got to pay them.
Yeah. And then you pay him R5? Yeah.
And if you don't, the guilt.
Yeah. No, you all the way home, you feel bad. Yeah. The man's just trying to earn a living. So
absolutely. Trying to feed the kids, man.
100%. So what else are we going to add here, Celeste?
I think that when foreigners come here, they need to understand that we also have a very strong Afrikaans presence. So if a fairly large Afrikaans man looks at you, especially when he tilts his head to the one side and he says, "Laster no mooi vir my pelt," you need to basically bow down and just retreat. You're not his pal. You're not a friend. That is a threat. There's no contract there.
Yeah, and you know you heard him the first time.
Yeah.
Laster no mooi.
Yeah,
later,
more for my friend. Then you retreat.
Because the next thing you're going to learn about is what we affectionately call the snot club.
Yeah. And then there's the other one.
Yes. We know that one, yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Elise.
Which needs to be put in the brochure, too.
Yes.
For the safety of our guests.
Of course.
Absolutely. We want them back.
A unique South African strike. Thanks, Celeste. Cheers. Raisa, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Good, thanks, Raisa. All right, shoot.
Another thing in South Africa is when you say hello, as in good morning, I'm greeting you. Mm-hmm. Hello. Mm. You're walking on the night now. And you're
a subtle but important difference.
There's a little enunciation difference. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes.
You do it better than me, Risa.
Hello.
Hello, which means generally that goes with the clapping of your hands. Hello.
Yes, there we go.
Hello.
You can throw down any time at this point.
Stupid. That's what you're thinking, aren't you? Yeah. Gotcha. All right, thanks, Risa.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a good one.
It is. On the WhatsApp telephone, yes, some more.
Another South African thing is when you say to someone, "Go ahead, try it, go, no, doen ek gerus, gaan maar. My bro, you must know about the fan.
Something else that's unique to South Africa is the now, just now yes. thing that we use, the terms that we use. Which really doesn't mean anything's going to happen now.
When we talk about robots, we don't mean the AI, we mean the traffic lights.
Mm. Or when someone asks, "Kenjay for me," you have to stay clear of that person.
Wanneer jy die volgende hoor, kom ons mekaar gou mooi verstaan. Kom ons kyk gou hierdie saakie nader. Dan weet jy, daar gaan gewoonlik 'n paar tande spat.
Talking about the flashing of the lights, and if the lights is from the front, that means there's a speed camera ahead.
So when you are driving behind a taxi and his hazards are on, that does not mean something is wrong. It means expect the unexpected.
If you coming to South Africa and you are in a dodgy, unknown area, and they ask you, away bro, who lights it? Don't take out your phone to check the time. Rather tell them it's about 20 past 3 South, but don't take your phone out under any circumstances.
Yeah.
Some valuable tips there.
No.
Life experience.
Or, again, we're going to print these and we're going to put a billboard just as you exit Cape Town International Airport. Mm-hmm.
The information you didn't know you needed.
And we hope you have a wonderful time here. Some of these little uniquely South African things that we, our tourists, our beloved tourists that come here and spend their hard-earned European, American money, Asian money here. Great for our economy. This is what they need to know.
When you go to the dop shop and you buy a crate of beer, you don't just buy a six-pack or anything, you buy a krat beer, a kort. That's how you party.
Darren, another South African contract is if you take meat to a braai and you don't finish it, you leave the meat when you leave.
That's when you feel sorry for somebody and you say shame. That's got a completely different meaning overseas.
You must clap your chest when you say, Ken J for me. And then you answer to yourself and you tell them, J Kenny for me.
And a very important one, if you ever invited to a Boerel braai, you're not going to eat until 12 o'clock at night.
When someone comes to you and says, horse, horse, it doesn't mean there's two ponies around you.
Well, what does he mean? I don't know. What does he mean? Sherlyn, do you know? Horse, horse.
It's like horse, hello. Horse.
Is it?
Yeah. Hello.
You even sound uncertain about that.
No,
answer.
I'm not uncertain. It's just a colloquial way of saying hello on Cape Flats.
Horse, horse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's also mainly, not a kind. It's not a kind hello. No. It's like
mainly gangsters use it, so. Yeah.
Okay. Also, another thing you need to know, I mean, as South Africans, we know it. We're preaching to the converters, not for us. Another man's bra, you don't touch it.
As in the actual...
The actual bra.
The bra.
You do not go... It's my bra. I have to invite you to my bra. It's not... It's like my wife. There's two things sacred. It's the wife and the bra. You don't touch either. Leave it. Leave it. Not yours. It's not your stuff. It's my stuff.
But you can take home the meat if it's offered as a baraka.
No, you still refuse. You got to refuse at least 5 times.
No, you don't refuse a barakat.
No.
A barakat is a blessing.
You can't. No.
Darren, I'm telling you, if you come to my house for a braai and my mother offers you a barakat and you say no, that is offensive.
No is not even an option.
No, you must take it. Here's your skafti.
It's not a question.
It's a blessing. Let me bless it. You. There
no,
you go.
Because I'm offering it, but you're not supposed to take it. No. You, would you like, please take it home. Please take your half-drunk 2 liter of Coke.
The skafti is already waiting for you by the door. Yeah. There's
no, please take it.
Negotiation.
No, I'm fine. No, please take it. No, let your kids drink it. No, please take it. Take your bag of Simba chips here as well. No, you never take that. What's wrong with you?
But see, we've now stepped on a cultural difference. Mm-hmm. You know, white people, you fight over whether or not to take the food. We on the other side,
you
know, it's a blessing. Shukran. Thank you for the barakat. That's how we do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I say, ook nog vir jou, gaat hem nou lekker die leftovers morgen, itre mis, thank you.
Yeah.
Say, thank you for your vrouwe. Say, bless nou weer for us. Yeah.
Nah. And it's settled.
Yeah, and it's settled. I leave with my barakat. Happiness.
No, us white is different. You deny, refuse. The only when they drop.
How many times must you deny before you can say thank you for the food?
5. It's only when they drop this line and they say, guys, there's just too much meat here. There's no ways we can eat all of this meat. There's just way, way too much meat. Please, I'm begging you, take it. Then you go, okay.
Oh, so much work for a barakat.
There's certain instances where I've been to a, like a bring in braai or like a party or whatever.
Is it a wat braai?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
Where people would first pack in.
We need to now understand the rules of engagement.
And what's a wat braai?
Where we negotiate leftovers.
A wat braai. Is that how we speak? Oh, God. We're going to go do the news now.
So not a wat.
Come to
bra,
my house no. for a bra. We don't talk like that. Maybe one or two of my friends. None of my friends speak like that, God.
None of your Durban mates.
There's so much air in your mouth. Oh, God. Time for news now.